So now we can do some meditation, which is great fun. A time just to relax, to let go, and get some peace. And sometimes when we meditate together, we get all the energy together. It makes it easier for us. Sometimes when you meditate alone, sometimes it goes well, but sometimes it doesn't go well. But you find meditating in a group, the group energy really brings a lot of peace, stability and depth in meditation. So that's why it's great sometimes to meditate in a group, like we're doing now. So if you like to sit comfortably with your eyes closed, and when you think you're comfortable, think again. Can you move your legs to make them more comfortable? Move them this way, that way, until you find the best possible position for your legs. Fidget your bottom on the chair, on the cushion, on a stool, so that it finds its best possible position. And you'll find you are being mindful, aware of the comfort of that little part of your body called the bottom. And because you're aware, you move it this way, that way, you can find out from the feedback which is the most comfortable position for you at this time. It may not be the position you had your butt in last time you meditated. Body changes, so you must adapt to those changes. And feel your back. People have very bad backs because they're not aware how they are holding them. So try stretching the back, leaning it back against the backrest, pushing it forward, left, right, until you can find the best position. Your arms and hands. Doesn't matter, you don't have to put your hands on your knee, you don't have to put them in your lap. Find the best position for you. Experiment. And in that experimentation, you're always being aware, checking from mindfulness, what is the best position. And your head on top of your shoulders. Sometimes people get neck aches, headaches, because they don't hold their head properly. Move it. Find out what is the best for you. Now once you've adjusted your body, you've used mindfulness, you've used kindness. The kindness is trying to find the best for your body. That's being kind, looking out for her. And then we go to the next stage of mindfulness and relaxation and kindness. There must always be some part of your body which is tense, which is irritating or even painful. Be aware of that sensation, that feeling of irritation, pain, agitation, whatever it is. In that little part of your body, because it's located in just a section of your body, not the whole body anymore. And in that little section of your body where this irritation, pain, ache is, you can't do anything with that feeling by moving the body. So try moving your attitude. Look at that with a sense of kindness rather than fear. Embrace it rather than try to get rid of it. Make peace with it rather than fight a war with it. Just experiment. And as you experiment with your mental attitude to that feeling of irritation, pain or agitation, see if you can be aware of that feeling getting worse or getting better. whatever relaxes that irritation, that pain, that agitation, whatever relaxes it, do more of that. The feedback from mindfulness trains you to learn how to relax an inner pain or agitation. My stomach is a bit tight. Just had a cup of tea quickly. I can now feel it expand, relax. Sometimes just feeling things expand is a way of relaxation. The opposite is when you squash something, put pressure on it. Here I'm relieving all the pressure on that part of the body which is irritating. For me right now, stomach. Imagine it expanding. If there's any tension in your body, you can feel the tightness in your body. Imagine there's two invisible beings pulling at either end of that part of your body, stretching it. Imagine those two invisible beings letting go. So there's no tightness, tension there. It relaxes like a rope which had been stretched, where both ends are now released. It becomes loose, at ease, relaxed. And your mindfulness, just like it finds the most comfortable position for your bottom or legs, now finds the most comfortable position for inner parts of your body. You are relaxing internally. Keep relaxing your body. you need to cough, please do so. It's being kind, it's natural. Until your body really, really relaxes, your mindfulness always checking and noticing what a relaxed body feels like. People are usually so busy thinking, working out solutions to problems which don't really matter. They forget their body. Now all your attention just in your body, feeling, knowing, being mindful of its sensations. Just seeing how you can relax. Starts with mindfulness and turns it into kindfulness. Kindfully relaxing your body. When mindfulness and kindness come together. When the body is really relaxed, it feels very present. It's so easy to be mindful, aware of present feelings. It means you don't get lost in escaping, because it's nice being here. And now we turn our attention to relaxing our emotional world. The thoughts, past, future. So don't be aware just of the thoughts. See if you can turn your mindfulness to the general state of peace. Are you peaceful? Are you agitated? Once you learn how to be aware of that, you can notice the amount of peace or its opposite, agitation. Can be adjusted by the attitude of your mind. You try and do things, control things, afraid of things, and your mind gets more agitated, and with that, more thoughts. you let go. Be kind, opening the door of your heart to whatever is happening right now. Caring for this mind. And you find it relaxes. And your thoughts get softer. See how you can be aware of softening your thoughts. As the mind begins to feel peace, know what that word means as a feeling, as a knowing, not as a word, but as an experience. Mindfulness gives you feedback. You can know whether you're going in the correct direction. More and more peace. More and more stillness. More and more freedom. After a while, you find you're aware of the present moment. You've softened the past and future so much, it doesn't call you anymore. The past is like tension, something pulling you. The future is pressuring you. No pulling, no pressure, no tension, just being. Don't put pressure on yourself to get somewhere. Let go, and you're just here. There's nowhere else to be. Present moment awareness. See if you can be mindful of how the present moment gets more soft, more still, more silent. if you wish to be aware of your breath. Just know the breath going in. And as it goes in, just imagine peace, stillness, freedom coming in with every in-breath. As you breathe out, let go of any tension, sickness, problems. Just let it go with each out-breath. Breathe in, peace. Breathe out, let go. Unfortunately, it's coming to the end of this meditation. How do you feel? How beautiful is peace? I will now ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound from the gong. The last sound vanishes, then come out and open your eyes. Okay, usual late comers coming in, people going to the toilet, going out. So just stretch those limbs of your old legs and bot, cough, sneeze, whatever you wish to do, have a good scratch, and just in a few moments we'll start.